You can enjoy a great sex life even in a long-distance relationship. All you have to do is take advantage of the many tools available that allow you to experience cyber sex in real time. FaceTime sex is undeniably popular, but you aren't limited to one device or technology. Sex over video chat. What to expect? FaceTime sex is different for everyone, but the basic idea is the following. You start a video call and do things to seduce your partner. You can strip dance, use sex toys, masturbate, dirty talk, or do all of these things together, depending on your couple's preferences. At the end of the conversation, both partners are supposed to have an orgasm. Basically, FaceTime sex is an upgraded version of old good phone sex. It's a kind of experience where you can't touch your partner physically but can watch them get sexual pleasure. Here is a tweet from a guy who uses FaceTime with the purpose of spicing things up. https://twitter.com/lenny_devito/status/15316896586812702272. How to get the most out of cyber sex? Are you ready to make a hot FaceTime call? Do you have any doubts or questions related to this topic? Here are a few tips that you may find helpful. Dress seductively. Some people get the idea of FaceTime sex all wrong. They think that they should get naked before starting a video convo. The truth is that it's better to be dressed in a sexy outfit. It can be a BDSM bondage or lacy lingerie if you want to look extremely hot. Undressing is an important part of sexual visual stimulation. When you playfully take your shirt off, you invite your partner to try out a new sexual experience. It's an important step, and you shouldn't skip it. Give a striptease. You don't have to be a professional strip dancer to give a striptease to your partner. Undressing in front of the camera is not rocket science. Just swing your hips slowly and move your hands all over your body. Do it your own way, and let your partner enjoy watching you. Tip. Need some inspiration? You can learn some strip tricks from YouTube dance stars. Or you can watch adult movies. There you will find plenty of ideas on how to make your partner arouse. Communicate with your partner. FaceTime sex is not a one-person show. If you want to get pleasure, you should interact with your partner and keep the talk going. Both of you should get involved in this sexy game. When you start a video call, tell your lover that you are horny and ask them whether they are horny too. You can say something like this. Hi baby. I miss your kisses so much. I want to feel your hands around my waist. Do you miss me too? Tell me how much you want me. Do you want to kiss my lips, neck, and mouth? Ask questions to engage and guide your lover. Tell them what they should do and help them to imagine your touches and kisses. Make them feel like you both are in the same room. Make the cyber sex experience feel like a real thing. Consider using a sex toy. Do you have sex toys for solo play? You can use them during FaceTime sex to get even more pleasure. Just make sure that your partner has a positive attitude towards sex toys and doesn't mind seeing you using a vibrator. Do you have a sex toy that can be controlled remotely? That's the best toy you can use to make your video sex feels more real. Connect your toy to your partner's phone and let them change the modes and speed of vibration. It will add some interactivity to your chat and make your experience more intimate and enjoyable. Share your fantasy. Each of us has at least one crazy sexual fantasy. If you believe that your dream is too wild to implement in real life, you can try to live it virtually. You can share it with your lover during the masturbation, imagining every small detail as brightly as possible. Tip. Don't be afraid to be open about your desires when talking to your partner. Honesty and openness is a key to building a stronger, more intimate relationship. Check on how your partner feels. Be aware that it may take your partner more time to get turned on. So please, don't force anything. Keep moving in a sexy way, keep eye contact, and ask your partner how they feel and whether they are ready to get to the next level. The experience will be better if both of you are free to move things in a direction that makes you comfortable. Don't feel shy to express your emotions. When it comes to FaceTime or Skype sex, it's crucially important to express all the emotions and feelings as loudly and precisely as possible. Since your partners can't touch you and feel you on a physical level, they mostly rely on visual and audio clues. So if you want to moan loudly or feel that your body starts to shake uncontrollably, Don't stop yourself. Be like an adult film superstar, and don't be afraid to overdo it. Tip: if you feel awkward, drink some wine. It will help you get more relaxed and bring out your sexy vibes. Try role-playing. In case you don't feel sexy in your own body, you can try out a different role. You can pretend to be a hot nurse, a teacher, or a firefighter. You can wear a costume to make your play feel more real if you wish. One of the reasons people like playing a character in a sexual context is that it can help us overcome inhibitions. We can test out things we're too anxious or embarrassed to try ourselves, but that feel totally natural to a different character, says Dr. Jen Mann, a licensed marriage and family therapist. Focus on the process rather than final goal. Of course, you start a virtual chat to reach an orgasm, it's your main goal. But you should understand that it's not the only thing that matters. You will get more pleasure if you manage to keep your partner sexually stimulated for a more extended period of time. When you watch your lover shaking from pleasure and hear their moaning, it increases your arousal level. Your brain releases more hormones like dopamine and oxytocin. In other words, the more you tease your partner and the deeper you immerse yourself into the play, the more satisfaction you will get. Watch erotic movies together. Many couples feel awkward at first and don't know how to be sexy with one another over video. If you end up in such a situation, you can offer your lover to watch some porn together. You can share links to relevant films in the chat, or you can use screen sharing. Once you get aroused, you can turn off screen sharing and start interacting with your lover. Technical aspect of video sex. The worst thing about using technologies, they are not always reliable. Software bugs and tech glitches can occur at any time, and you should be prepared for that. If you want to ensure that your video chat sex goes smoothly, you should pay attention to a few important technical aspects. Stable internet connection. A stable internet connection is a must for having smooth video conference calls. You don't want your video to freeze or drop at the most intimate moment, do you? Make sure to test your mobile internet speed before you hit the call button. High-resolution camera. When it comes to video sex, the quality of the image plays an important role. Therefore, if you want to enjoy a new sex experience to the fullest, you should use a camera that offers excellent video quality and perform well even in low-light conditions. We highly encourage you to take this piece of advice seriously and get a new cam. If your old camera provides a blurry web image, you will be unlikely to seduce your lover. It will be difficult for your partner to get into the play and turn on sexually if they can hardly see you. Do you want to use your phone as a webcam? You can go with this option. Just make sure to choose the right settings to get a clear picture. Proper lighting and the right angles. Whether you are using an old or new webcam, you also need to pay attention to the lighting. You should find a spot in your room where you can get enough light. You can sit next to the window or use a lamp setup slightly off to your side. Also, you should put your camera at your eye level and check whether you have enough space to move in front of the camera. If you are going to strip dance, make sure that your lover will be able to see all of your body. Follow these simple rules, and you will look your best on video calls. Whether you're in a perfect shape or not, these little tricks will help you feel confident and less self-conscious during the FaceTime call. Top 3 mistakes to avoid. When people have FaceTime or Skype sex for the first time, they tend to make one of the following mistakes. Be aware of these mistakes to avoid them. Choose the right moment to make a call. Have you been thinking about making a spontaneous call? You should give up this idea. If you call your partner at the wrong time, you may put them in an awkward situation or make them mad. For instance, if you interrupt an important work meeting, your partner will not be happy about that. Or, if you start dirty talk when your partner is in a public place, you may embarrass them in front of strangers. Tip: phone your lover 10 minutes before starting a video session and ask whether they are ready for a hot conversation. Make sure that your lover is in a sexy mood. You should have FaceTime sex when and only when both of you are in a good mood. Don't try to force your lover into the play if you know that they have had a hard day at work or received some bad news. It's better to wait for a few days and let them get some rest rather than get disappointed with a new experience. Of course, for some, a bit of video sexting will help them forget whatever matter has been bothering them. Lock the door. You don't want someone to enter your room in the middle of the chat and see you naked, do you? Lock the door and turn your phone off before you start. Make sure that no one will disturb you while having virtual fun. Enjoy FaceTime sex as a single person. You don't have to be in a relationship with someone to have sex online. You can use a video conferencing platform to participate in virtual sex parties. You can meet with other single guys there and explore your sexuality. FaceTime sex became mainstream in a time of social distancing, and it seems that this trend will not go anytime soon. So if you struggle to make your fantasies come true in everyday life, feel free to explore them online. Attend a virtual party and have sex with strangers virtually. Yep, today, you don't have to leave your house to get sexual satisfaction. The next best thing about cybersex is that it tends to feel safer than real-life hookups. If you see something that you dislike on the screen, you just need to close down the app, and the problem will be solved. And, if you really love it, we mean, really, really love it, you could enjoy some lucrative options. You don't have to be a famous porn star to enjoy paid commissions and positive attention by showing what you have and how you work it.